In 1961, a young Dick Cabela, an avid outdoorsman from Chapel, Nebraska, found himself at an outdoors and sporting goods show in Chicago. Walking up and down the aisles, he saw an item that intrigued him. Fishing flies, for only pennies apiece. Dick bought a bunch of them, and when he returned home, ran a classified ad in a Casper, Wyoming newspaper offering 12 hand-tied flies for $1. The ad generated only one response. He mulled it over, abandoned his original plan, and decided to run a small classified ad in a national sporting goods magazine. The new ad read, "Free introductory offer, 5 hand-tied flies, 25 cents, and postage and handling." Orders began pouring in. Each evening, Dick and his wife Mary sat at the kitchen table filling that day's orders and inserting a simple mimeograph catalog of other outdoor items for sale. Their first warehouse, built the following year, was a small shed in the backyard. Dick recruited his brother Jim to join the fledgling enterprise in 1963. None of the three took any money out of the company for years, spending it instead on equipment and inventory. By 1964, the new business moved into its first headquarters, the basement of their father's furniture store. Today, Cabela's produces more than 7,000 catalog pages annually and sends out more than 120 million catalogs each year. Its mammoth outdoor stores come museums are the top tourist attractions in nearly every state where they're located. The world headquarters in City, Nebraska is the size of 6 football fields, and more than 1 million customers carry a Cabela's Visa card issued by their own bank. One of the big reasons for Cabela's continued success is that the company is made up of authentic merchants. According to CEO Dennis Hybe, who joined the